are literally the worst. And by literally, I mean literally.
What do you say we do a podcast?
Yes, I think we better had.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, hey.
It's apropos of nothing.
Buckle
you
up for the
buckle
sex.
Buckle up or anything. Nope. God damn it.
Always buckle up.
No,
even
we're,
if
not, we're not going to buckle up today.
Oh, I'm buckling.
Whoa, that's
today
breaking the law.
Raw dogging this shit.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Wow. All right.
I mean,
we're, okay, so.
I should have stretched first. I'm going to at least, like, spit on it or.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Fuck.
Pretending like we have rails.
Shit.
Getting us back on
Yay.
The pretend rails.
Nah.
All right.
Oh, God. Do we have rail drinks?
What's the point?
Oh, Jesus. Fuck.
Well, I don't know. I just had this beer that's also made for the second week, and it's changed since last mm-hmm. week.
Is it... So it was beer. Is it now, like, a fine wine?
Not no.
Oh.
Not no.
So I would enjoy it.
You might?
No.
Well.
No.
Oh, okay. No, probably not.
Okay, then.
So experts...
it's not like a fine wine.
No.
Okay.
No.
No.
And just, you know.
Not in that way.
Okay.
In a different way, where the flavor profile and notes have changed slightly. Yes.
Yeah, just like that.
Kay.
Exactly like
Except
that.
Except in the other direction. Exactly like
Nicely
that.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went into a music magnet.
Yeah, yeah.
We know what opposites are. This is fucking advanced level shit right here.
I went through the IMDb page for MathNet and Square One. Do you remember that shit?
Yes.
I miss that show. I'm
sure it's on the internet somewhere.
I'm contemplating. Yeah, I'm contemplating finding a way to watch it.
I do not know of what
it.
You speak.
Oh, it was pretty great.
All right.
It was like, do you remember 3-2-1 Contact?
Mildly.
It was like the spiritual successor to 3-2-1 Contact.
Okay. What was it again?
It was Square One.
Okay.
Yeah. Square One... 3-2-1 Contact was primarily like a science program, where Square One was a math program. And they did tons of parodies of video games and grown-up shows, but math-wise. Almost like Sesame Street does now.
Yep.
Oh my God. Total side note. So I was talking with Jessa... just a few days ago about the songs that were in Bill 10 the Musical.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, and we did Elbow Room, which we didn't change as much about that one as maybe we could have. And she was like, well, now I want to hear it. And so we watched the video.
Oh.
And we just got more and more horrified Ooh. As things were going through. Like, yep.
I can imagine.
Manifest Destiny.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
All, that's all Hitler wanted was a little living room. Lebensraum. That was the
Elbow
reason for
Elbow
invading
room.
Poland.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I did know that. Like, in the back of my brain.
Blech. That's a gross thought.
Yeah.
Probably the most well-known from math... from three... Square One was MathNet, the Dragnet parody.
Mm. It was fucking great.
It was. Okay. I had such a crush on Kate Monday.
How could you not?
And I was so pissed off when they replaced her with Pat Tuesday.
I dug Pat Tuesday too.
No, Pat Tuesday was cool, but it, no Kate.
I mean,
no Kate Monday.
Yeah, that's fair.
And George Frankly was their partner.
Oh
yes.
God!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know which part of that you found humorous.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
But they
Much
would go
like a "his name's not Shirley" kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Very.
They would go around and solve crimes with math.
Yeah.
And then there was Math Man, who was a Pac-Man parody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He would just go around, and every time, like, he'd reach an intersection, and there would be a number, and he would be like, at the beginning, it'd be like, you can only eat prime numbers.
Ah.
And then, like, he would go around and he would, like, encounter a number, and then he'd like to have to figure out if it's a prime number or not, and then he'd eat it or not. And then, like, the one grumbly ghost would, like, follow him around and be like, oh, damn, he got it right. And, you know, until he got it wrong, and then the ghost would chase him and eat him.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, he got eaten, I think, pretty much every episode.
A couple episodes where he succeeded. But, yeah, he failed a lot.
Yeah.
I see.
No.
This sounds...
Square One was pretty great.
Yep. All right.
It's glorious.
Like I said, it was 3-to-1 contact for the next decade.
I feel like it is something to be experienced.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very actually.
I was fortunate enough to span both of those shows.
I'll have to see if I can find it. But yeah, so I was reading up on the Wikipedia, and there's so much. So much there. And the IMDb trivia page is super full. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Bryn watched UHF for the first time.
The Weird Al movie?
The Weird Al movie.
Okay.
If you haven't seen it...
Nope.
Holy fuck.
This doesn't surprise me at
all. Watch it with Joe.
But I think you would really enjoy it.
Okay. Well, I'll message Joe.
Yeah. Joe's probably going to be like, holy shit. we got to watch that. Yeah.
It's Weird Al being Weird Al all over the Weird Al.
Yes. Okay. Extremely Weird Al. And then something I forgot to talk about last week was that I had like an Eric Thompson weekend.
What?
I want to say a little more than a week ago. We watched Sweeney Todd. But not the Johnny Depp, Tim Burton, Sweeney Todd. It was a PBS masterpiece theater something, like an opera thing. I don't know what their particular name for their opera masterpiece theater kind of presentation thing. It's Metropolitan Opera. Anyway, they did a presentation of Sweeney Todd, which was fucking mind-blowing. I did not understand, because I'd only ever seen the movie before, I did not understand people's fascination with Sweeney Todd, but now I get why it is.
Oh? Could you explain it to me?
I think if you watched it, you'd get it. Emma Thompson is...
I mean, sold.
Is Mrs. Lovett.
Excellent, I'm in.
Right. Just, like, we're just gonna start there. And the entire thing is just fucking dynamite. The staging, the props, the acting, the voice talent, everything is so fucking incredible from start to finish that I understand why people who like Sweeney Todd were like, no, the Burton movie's fucking garbage.
Well, it is.
I thought it was okay, but now I don't. That's, like, at the time, I was like, I don't get the hate for it. It's fine. It's just not my thing. It's real good. We had meats and cheeses and wine and watched Sweeney Todd. And then the day after that, Bryn and I introduced a bunch of people to Birdemic. The Riff Trax version of Birdemic Shock and Terror, which is... I contend one of the worst movies ever made. I want to say, like, bottom five.
I still need to get you guys to see The Illuminati.
I'm excited about that. That can be next.
Shouldn't be.
Yeah. No. But the best part was having a bunch of boothies who do Hallmark heckling, and also Eric Thompson. Curse the French. A few other friends there to watch Birdemic, and we... In addition to the heckling that the movie was receiving from the Riff Trax group, there was also our heckling.
Nice.
Which was a fucking great time.
Excellent.
And then chess opened this last weekend with the semifinals, and the semifinals will continue through this weekend. And
I'm going to see him Friday. Finals.
Fuck yes. Yeah. We'll see you there.
Yay.
I'm excited.
I have a lot of people to go see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm super fucking pumped about getting back into that. But I will tell you that doing like 9 out of 10 days of repeat fight choreo rehearsals and shit really turns you inside out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for those that got to the finals, don't they have, like, an entire fucking month of tech, basically?
They're in tech right now.
While also doing a show.
Right.
Yeah.
The out of the four teams, the two will be in tech for, I want to say, a month.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
That's horrifying.
But James is here, so his team doesn't make it. Spoiler.
Not necessarily.
It's possible. Or I came from tech.
Or you came from tech.
Yeah.
Cool.
Or they don't have tech on Tuesdays.
Well, he said, somebody said they're in tech right now, so.
Well, right now being this time period.
I see. Yeah. I thought you meant like.
Not necessarily right like now. This minute.
Okay.
Yeah. God. Don't be so what literal. Hell?
No. Jenna.
You're so old, you literally use the word literally, literally. It's my favorite joke.
I'm okay with
it. It's so much better when it comes from Jesse.
No, it's a great joke. I'm okay with it.
Mm. He's made his peace with that. Mm-hmm. Mm. Drink. All right.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
Jenna.
Already on top of it as you were saying it. That's how good I am. I know I have a lot going on. I've got rehearsals for Wilhelmina and Theodore's. And production for Wilhelmina and Theodore's. And production for The Bisexual Unicorn.
Hmm.
And I got sick last week. That kind of sucked. And then I saw a show. I had some hamburger. Oh, went to a restaurant called P.S. Steak.
Okay.
If you would like steak.
Feels like an American knockoff of P.F. Chang's.
Welcome to P.F. to P.S. Steak. Have you been here before?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. It's you're gonna spend a pretty penny to get the best steak that has ever been put in your face. I've been to Manny's.
Yeah.
P.S. Steak is better.
Okay.
By a lot.
I will trust you.
It is super good.
Okay.
I discovered this place. I went on a bar crawl for some friends having a birthday, and so they randomly put this place on the stop because it was on the way to another place that they usually go to on their bar crawl.
Mm-hmm.
So we just stopped there for like about half an hour, 45, whatever. And they had basically an alcoholic bubble tea.
Holy shit.
And I loved it. It had like lychee bubbles.
Yeah.
But the flavor was kind of like a bubble gum. It was so good.
Yes.
It was like 12-year-old me, but adult me with alcohol. It was so good.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about that.
But it's a super classy joint. Like, they got, they have valet service. They've got people opening doors for you. Like, as far as I can tell, that's their sole job is to open the door.
Is there a dress code?
Nope. I went in jeans and a t-shirt. There might be for the dining room as opposed to the lounge, but it's pretty much the same food, so I don't know.
Just do what you do.
Yeah, just you do you.
Yeah.
And they have a guy with a fucking towel around his arm and a hostess and like fucking, yeah, classy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And we started with the liver mousse. Which was incredible. You're interrupting my story.
Nick,
Mud.
Mud stuff and just posted, Mud Puddle wanted to wish you guys a happy recording night.
Oh, Mud Puddle.
Which is adorable.
So, that is adorable.
It is a super adorable picture.
You were, liver mousse?
Liver mousse. in like a pie crust, actually. It was super whipped.
Rocky and Bullwinkle cover album. Yeah, I'm sure.
It was whipped, put in a pie crust, had like greens and stuff on top of it and cranberries, and it was incredible.
My mouth is watering.
And then we got steak.
My mouth is beering.
I got what they call the Denver steak,
uh-huh.
And it was perfectly marbled. And by perfectly marbled, I mean there would be like, I don't know, what is that, an eighth, a quarter inch, something like that,
it's about
of meat,
yeah,
and then a sliver of fat, and then an eighth quarter of meat, and then a sliver of fat. Like, I cut into it, and you could see the marble lines. Okay. Like, yeah.
I'm going to upgrade my salivating to drooling slightly.
Okay, and then Joe had, what is it, filet mignon or whatever, a little, mm-hmm. little tender... A little more tender, a little lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely amazing. And yeah, they were cooked perfectly. I know they have like bourbon-aged ribs and like some other mm-hmm. fancier things, but we were there for steak.
I like a dry-aged steak.
Yeah, I think they have like some dry-aged stuff there too.
Yes.
So yeah, we had that and asparagus and foie gras.
Oh, hey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes.
You had faux grass?
Yay.
And if you ever feel bad about them force feeding, what is it, geese?
Mm.
To produce the fatty liver, go meet a goose.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Geese are fucking assholes.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, you know what, goose? I'm going to fucking feed you also, you son of a bitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking geese. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, we might get some hate mail, but it was amazing.
Fine with that.
And delicious. And
I mean, if that's what finally triggers people on this show,
I know, right?
Then we deserve it's to get right.
hate mail. If you got a problem with Canada Gooses, you got a problem with me, and I suggest you let that marinate. All right.
You guys know how Canadians are so nice. Every time a Canadian is born, they're given one of the Canadian geese, and they just put all of their hate and anger and awfulness into this Canadian goose and then let it fly free to the U.S.
That's why
Canadians are wonderful, but their geese are fucking assholes.
That also explains why the geese have goatees
and terrible health care.
Oh.
The geese have terrible health care?
Yeah, because the Canadians have been giving all the bad health care to the geese, and they... I'm following the metaphor here, James. Yeah. Jenna got it.
That's why they're so metaphor? Cranky.
It's a thing that is used to...
It's meta 2 plus meta 2.
Something else.
Okay. kind of like a simile.
Jesus.
Similar to...
All right.
It's like that. Okay. So anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was amazing. And then they had a goat milk dessert with berries, and I could have some because goat milk doesn't fuck with me nearly as much. It's still like I can't have massive amounts, but...
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a problem with milking goats, then have you met a goat? Because fuck them.
You just explained what a metaphor is. What's a meta goat?
What?
You said, have you ever met a goat? And he went with metaphor, met a goat, because you said met a goat.
Met a goat sounds like a Lovecraftian nightmare.
You're a Lovecraftian nightmare.
I mean, on the inside.
But it was very clearly a verb that I was going for and not a noun.
Verb-crusted met a goat.
So anyway, I had dessert and it was delicious, and you should all eat there at the end.
No, that sounds fucking tremendous. I actually, one of the few times, I try not to look at my phone while we're podcasting, but I did send a message to my best friend, Charles, being like, we need to go to PS Steak.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
All right.
Also, the wait staff is delightful. Like, the thing that, like, sold me on PS Steak as a place was actually during the pub crawl. We didn't warn them that there were a stop in our pub crawl.
Oh, fuck.
And they're this classy joint, and there's people opening doors for about 20 people walking in nerd hoodies.
Shit.
Like, yeah, so we just thought we'd stop here on our pub crawl. And they're like, oh, good, let's get you all some water. Like, they were fucking on top of it. They're awesome. Like, oh, pub crawl, dehydrated, water, drink. Also, here, boots. Like, look at our menu. What would you like? We have classy cocktails. We have beers. Here's beers, 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 beer. Like, they were they didn't judge a bit. They were just like, you are a customer in our door, and we are going to take care of you now. And it was, I was like, all right. And then they had steak. And I had some of the, somebody on the pub call had ordered steak tartare. Yeah, no, they've also got that. And tuna tartare. And, but like I had just taken like one little nibble of that and I was like, okay, now I have to come back. So Joe and I were debating where to eat and we went, steak. Let's go to PS Steak.
Fuck. Yep. Yeah.
All right. No, it's, you are going to drop a pretty penny.
It's right there. In
because
the
it's all amazing.
Yeah.
And it is all worth it. Like, yeah.
I can't tell if it's a steak that comes at the end of the letter or if it's like somebody telling you about secret meats.
Steak. I think the PS probably stands for, like, we didn't look it up. We thought about looking it up, like going through their menus to see if they had the story about PS Steak. Sure. And then we went, no, the mystery's better. Because now it could be Paul Schneiderman's steak.
Oh, yeah.
It could be Please Share Steak.
Oh.
You know, that if you don't define it, the possibilities are endless. As soon as you define it, it loses its magic.
Minnesota original, pretty super steak.
Pretty super.
Pretty super.
Pretty super there, right?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Pretty super steak. Okay. So, yeah, PS Steak. It's, I mean, you're going to spend, I think their cheapest steak was probably like $50 or something.
Yeah.
So.
Seems out of Manny's pricing.
Yeah, it's comparable to Manny's, but way better than Manny's.
Yeah,
because no one wants mayonnaise on their steak.
Oh my god.
I mean, now I'm thinking about that.
Why? Why are you thinking about that?
Depends. I mean, if the steak was like a shitty steak and you were trying to make it edible, maybe.
Making like one of those weird mayo sauces. Yeah.
Oh, and that's the other thing. Joe actually really approved of their steak sauce, too. They have an in-house steak sauce.
Oh.
And Joe is a meat connoisseur and a sauce connoisseur because he's from Kansas City. So
sure.
Yeah, he was like, oh, that's good. So, yeah. Try their sauce as well.
I'm curious about his feelings on A1.
I have never asked him. You will need to at some point.
Oh, has he tried HP sauce from Britain?
Maybe. I don't know.
Fuck.
I'm not his secretary. I'm his girlfriend.
I gotta ask him shit. I'll have to remember to do that on break. All right.
Anyway, so yeah, had amazing steak. I had a panic attack the other day. You guys, panic attacks suck. Don't do that.
Whoa, yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah. I don't really feel like talking about it much other than to say I had it, and if you've ever had a panic attack, I feel ya. I didn't, because I had the panic attack, I didn't wear a bra for the rest of the day. Like, because the thought of wearing a bra was too constricting for, like, what my chest was doing all day, so. Yeah.
I'm gonna say something tasteless, but I feel like giving a lot of people panic
attacks. Oh, also, I got new bras. Do you want to see?
Fancy.
Isn't that classic?
Dang.
It's front zipper.
Front zip.
It's all purdy.
Yeah.
Front so load.
Lacy.
It's not actually as supportive as I had been hoping, but
I've heard that the front zippers never are.
I've had front zippers that were, actually, and I got them at Target of all places, but it's more like a sports bra as opposed to like the lacy thing that I got. Yeah. So
looks fancy as fuck.
Yeah, it's not, but yeah. But I don't like, I'm getting too old to clasp things behind my back when a front zipper will do. And I was like, okay, there's got to be something that looks classy out there that's got a front zip, because fuck this bullshit.
I just thought women did the merry-go-round where you like,
I mean,
clasp it in the front.
It depends on the bra. When, if I've got more than two hooks, then I merry-go-round it. Okay. If I've got two hooks, those are actually easier to just clip.
I suppose.
Once you get to more than two, though, when there's more than just a top set and a bottom set, things get complicated and it's easier to merry-go-round it.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons why I wanted to get rid of hooks and go front zip was because every time I merry-go-round, like every once in a while, I'll scratch myself as I'm merry-go-rounding.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No,
so I'm like,
thanks.
Fuck all of that. I'm just going to get a front zipper.
See, the one of the many problems that I have being left-handed is that when I do put on a bra, and I go to...
Yours or someone else's?
Marry both. Right. Okay. Either.
Yeah.
They have the little flap of fabric
yeah.
that goes under yep. and the one that goes on top, and that goes one particular direction.
Right.
And that's not...
The direction that
The is... direction innately that I want to...
Right.
Swivel it.
Yeah,
so.
You want to go this way, no. and it should be going this way.
Yeah, so
yeah. Okay.
I get the scratching thing. That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it was also, like, these were supposed to have more back support, too, because I keep slouching.
Yeah.
I'm getting the, I work in a tech office-itis.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't feel like support. It's nice. It's light. It's going to be great for summer because... It feels like nothing's there, and that's fantastic. But I also don't feel overly supported.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, the back thing that I was hoping for.
Huh.
Nope. So basically, it is worth exactly what I paid for it, because I thought I got a deal on the internet.
Hmm.
Turns out I just got something on the internet that was fair. Reasonably priced for what it is.
Oh, good. When I wore the shoulder holster for that for that show, I found out that was incredibly comfortable, and it also like pulls
yeah,
the
those
shoulders
things
back
pull your shoulders back
and
like
gave me super good posture.
I'm not gonna start wearing a shoulder holster to work though.
But I think they make I think they make like a gun free version of that that is
they do.
Designed.
They have various
go
things.
Under clothing.
Yeah, I don't. I already have to put on underclothing. I don't want to put on underclothing.
I've been thinking
now
about
now it's starting
like,
to get more complicated.
Some kind of a. I've been thinking about some kind of a something that you know because, I mean, I have guns. None of them fit in that holster. I don't want to wear a gun everywhere.
I mean, I have actually thought about just getting a modern corset.
Yeah.
Where you do the just zip it up the front, and it's made out of stretchy stuff, so you don't have to be like. You know, it's not like bone or anything,
has to
but
lace
it's
you into it.
It's stiffer, yeah. so that you know it's
sure.
stiff enough to kind of help with your back stuff, but it's not constraining and it's not gonna fuck with your organs too much. Mm. So
my organs,
yeah. I just put monitor stands under everything and like boosted my desk up a bunch, which I think is not great for my shoulders because I have to raise my arms higher, but
yeah, that's...
My neck feels pretty good.
Well, eventually that's going to affect your neck.
I suppose.
So.
My neck is attached.
I've got a desk that I push buttons and it goes up and down.
Same. Well, for right now. Oh, I have a new job.
Yeah?
Yeah. I went for two interviews and... my recruiter was like, how'd they go? And I was like, I don't fucking know. I have no idea.
Right.
And then she gave me a call back the next day, and she was like, well, they must have gone well. You got offers from both of them. Which job would you like?
Oh, my God. Excellent.
Yeah. So I went with one of them.
Both of them.
No.
I once... was like, you know, maybe I could keep my old job and I could also, you know, and then like get as much sleep as possible and just save up a bunch of money. And Bryn was like, when would I see you? And I was like, oh, that's right, fuck that plan. Oh yeah, I forgot. I have all kinds of social stuff to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Social interaction's overrated.
Is it?
Yeah.
For people other than you.
I don't know that he's thinking about people other than himself.
I don't care.
Yeah, that's tough but fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Salsa? What have you been up to?
Did a Renaissance festival.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you say we take a break?
I like those.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll be right back.
We'll fuck it right up.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast. So tell us about your festival this weekend.
We have to start the podcast last weekend.
Oh, yeah?
And we're back.
I'm James.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
No, you're not.
I'm Salsa.
You're way too pretty to be Salsa.
Truth.
But also, aw.
What? Salsa's way too pretty to be you.
Oh, yeah. But he's exactly the right amount of pretty to be Kid Rock.
No.
That's a callback to, like, the first 4 years.
5 years ago, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
How long have you been on this show? Like, two now?
Two something, I think.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
too many.
I blame you. And Jenna.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, Salsa, what you been up to?
I did a Ren Fest.
Yay!
Should we take a break?
God damn it, no.
Okay.
And we're back. I'm Jenna.
No, we already established you're not Jenna. Fuck. And I'm Salsa.
I'm
you're
Eric
way too
Tonson.
Pretty to be Salsa.
What?
I did Ren in the Glen.
Yeah.
Which... if you didn't hear me raving about Ren and the Glen last year, then you'll hear me raving about it this year, because fuck, I love that show. I sincerely love that show. It is, for those that haven't heard the whole spiel, it's in a town called Alma, Wisconsin, which is right on the river between Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Oh.
So it's gorgeous.
I believe this to be accurate.
It is about halfway between Red Wing and Winona, roughly.
Okay.
So it's about an hour and a half to 2 hour drive along the, like, bluffs along the river.
Ooh,
so the drive is gorgeous.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds terrible.
You sound terrible.
So it's close and it's accurate. A beautiful drive. So I get up in the morning and I take a beautiful drive to this town. And then I do a Renaissance Festival, and then I take a beautiful drive home, and I'm home by the kids' bedtime. Yeah. And it's a one-day event, so it's I take a shower, and then I sleep in the next day. It's great.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. But the event itself is so great, because so this town, first of all, has an Arms and Armor Museum in it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Elderly,
Arms and Armor of Alma?
Elderly, well-off gentleman who used to live there had this private collection that he donated, and they opened a museum, and it's got a lot of really good pieces in there. Fantastic. The museum is well worth visiting in and of itself. The museum is the ones that host this event, this Fire in the Shire event. But the whole town gets in on it. And
this
like
is
I said,
Fire in the Shire or Ren in the Glen?
This is Fire in the Shire.
Oh, okay.
Did I say Ren in the Glen?
You did earlier.
Oh, I apologize. Not Ren in the Glen. Fire in the Shire.
I thought it was Fire in the Shire.
No, I apologize. If I said Ren in the Glen, I apologize. Not Ren in the Glen. I'm not doing Ren in the Glen. Fire in the Shire is the one I'm doing.
The one that has your picture all over the fucking place.
That helps.
Yeah.
That fucking helps. Get the royal treatment there. But
fifth billing.
The whole town gets in on the act. You know, it's, like I said, it's a small town. You know, it's not very big, but they've got the river on one side and the bluffs on the other side. So the entire town is two streets. That's the entire width.
I guarantee I could still get lost there.
There's the highway along the river, mm-hmm. and then, like, the second street. It's called Second Street, which is
it's already up
the hill.
James.
Yeah, it's up the hill. Like, I'm lost. It's, you know, so you're already having to climb quite a steep angle to get to the second, you know, road. So it's a very narrow town, but it's a town of artists. Like, it's... again, they've got the museum, so you've already got that going for you. Mm-hmm. They have this knick-knack shop that is in the shape of a Gypsy Vardo.
Yeah?
On their main street. Mm. There's an ice cream shop. There's a shop that sells handcrafted leather bags and stuff. There's another shop further down that sells, like, hand-turned wooden bowls and stuff like that. That's just normal shops in the town. And so when this event happens, the shopkeepers are like, yes, we're vendors. You know?
Yeah.
And so it's the whole town kind of gets in on the act. And, you know, it's just fun. Mm. Behind the ice cream shop is this, like, fucking secret garden going on where you wouldn't know it was there if you didn't walk through the ice cream shop onto their back patio or go down this narrow, like, 2 foot wide path between the buildings to get to their back patio. But then you go to their back patio and there's this fucking terraced garden with statues and fountains.
Wow.
And like it's got one of those you know, like the garden structure with the circular path around it and then like the topiary in the middle so it looks like a grass fountain. You know what I'm talking about? Like one of those.
Yeah.
It's just this fucking gorgeous garden hidden behind this ice cream shop. And that's where like some of the music acts play.
Oh, son of a bitch.
My friends Bard Mageddon play there. And it's just like, this is amazing, you know? And because of the way the land is, and, you know, you got pretty good shade back there and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, the weather was gorgeous. It was like high 70s for most of the day. I think it topped at 82. Which, you know, in Siouxland, it was like 88 degrees or something like that. Because Siouxland Renfest was also this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, what, it's a 5-hour drive, and shit. It was like 88 degrees, and it was 2 days, and shit, I drove out there, it was like 79 degrees. I did one day, I was back by the time kids were in bed, and I slept in the next day. It was great!
You keep saying sleep in the next day, and yep. I'm just... real fucking envious.
No, it was fantastic. I love and like I said, I was treated like a rock star because I was on the posters.
You are?
Well, so this is its third year.
Yeah.
And the first year, they didn't have any fire acts.
Oh.
And because it was their first year, they asked some of the acts, like, hey, what can we do to make this event better? You know, stuff like that. And
fire.
Exactly. And again, just friends of mine were like, you need a fire act because it's fire in the Shire. And we happen to know a guy. So now I am the fire in the Fire in the Shire. And it's a lot of fun because basically, so the whole event starts with they have a parade through the town that ends at the museum.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's like 10 a.m. parade starts up to the museum. Parade gets to the museum and there's me. And for 15 minutes, I basically do fire breathing and get the crowd cheering and yelling and screaming and hyped up. Like, that's my job for 15 solid minutes.
Oh, this sounds...
That's
sounds
awesome.
Rough.
It's terrible. And then I, you know, go do my other shows. And it's a lot of fun. They treat me well. And that's not just... That's not like a brag or anything like that. It's partially a brag, but I'm serious.
You're more bragging about the town.
Right. No, honestly, they... they take good care of you. They treat you with respect. Mm-hmm. The first year I did it, I was just like, hey, do you have a contract? And they were like, we don't have contracts, but if you have a contract, we will absolutely sign it. And I was like, here's a contract. And they're like, we will sign it.
Nice.
You know, they do what it takes to make you feel comfortable and make you feel special.
You know what I
mean? And having the added bonus of being on all the posters is pretty nice too. But all that aside, honestly, I legitimately really enjoy this little festival. I hope that it does good things and continues to grow. Because like you said, it's just this the feel of it is so welcoming and you know, people show up and they just want to be entertained and they want to participate and they don't come. Like, Minnesota has this very adversarial relationship with the audience. You know, it's the audience is there to, like, you know, you got to work at it. You got to be like, let me fucking entertain you, bitch. Sometimes it feels like that. Whereas here, the people are like, they sit down and they're like, entertain me. Please entertain me. I'm ready and willing and able. Just my body is yours. Use it.
I had a date like that once.
Yeah. No, very welcoming, very fun.
Was it a PS steak? Sorry. Steak?
So yeah, that's what I did.
Nice.
I did that thing. And seriously, I'm not joking when I say you guys got to check out the museum because it's a lot of fun.
And then was Glenn in the Shen, right?
Yes, that was my hen in the fen.
Okay. Pyre in the tire.
Hen in the fen would be just fucking chicken in the swamp.
Yes.
The salsa down in Malta didn't rhyme with salsa. No. That's fine.
You're bad at this. Didn't.
Also,
what the fuck rhymes with salsa?
Salsa.
The okay.
Food. Also, I've had my child has stayed at home with me for the past couple days because she's done with school because she's fucking graduated from kindergarten.
Yeah,
it's terrifying.
Is in fucking summer vacation now, and
you've only got 12 more graduations to go.
I fuck that, like two. No shit, I don't have a kindergartner anymore.
Nope. Feeling old?
You will again soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yep. Next year.
The passage of time.
Next year, probably.
Oh so, my god.
Yeah.
That's real fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Mine's an adult.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's also fucked
up. I remember when yours was mine's age.
Yeah. I remember that, too, oddly enough.
That is
oddly
weird.
Enough.
Oddly enough. Hmm. It's like I was there for it.
To be fair. But all right.
I wasn't.
I mean,
I didn't move here until the early 2000s.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So yeah, good show though.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
I again will rave about Fire in the Shire for days because I legitimately love
been
that show.
Wanting to go see that show. So
it is a fun one.
Yeah. Seems like a good way to spend time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm currently planning a vacation to somewhere else in Wisconsin to go see House on the Rock.
I've never been.
I also have never been.
Yeah, we were talking about making it a podcast outing at some point.
We've had so many podcast outing conversations, and we've never done a single podcast outing.
Never as a podcast, but you and I have had outings with guests on the podcast.
We have?
Yeah,
we
We went to Moscow on the Hill with Bree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So once, and it was in the Twin Cities.
Yeah. And I wasn't there for it.
Yeah, and Jenna wasn't there for it.
And it's so my goddamn
It's her podcast,
so
it doesn't count.
Right.
It wasn't a podcast outing.
Mm, that's fair.
It was All right. a buddy date.
People hanging out.
Yeah. Well, did you do any sword swallowing at Fire in the Shire?
I mean, that's why I was there.
At Ren in the Glen.
Fair in the air.
Place in space.
Oh, I want to go to that one. Dune on the Moon.
Costumes. That's what I got. All right.
All right.
It's a late fucking night. I don't know.
The event during Lent.
Ooh.
Spatula.
Ooh. Oh, Jesus Christ. I think we're getting a little punchy.
Maybe just a little.
Maybe just a little.
Speaking of different Renaissance related things that are happening summer wise, Kyle Dacker is directing a show for Fringe.
I don't believe you.
Called Renaissance of the Dead.
Oh, and
we just did our first script reading for that.
So it's just a bunch of Rennies at the end of a day?
I mean you're not wrong.
Rather zombie-like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not wrong. Limping, shambling.
Falling asleep in front of the campfire.
Yeah. Barely human.
Uh-huh.
Groaning. Hungry for brains. Yeah, yeah. Story checks out. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, we did the first read-through, and I don't like my character. I'm going to do it, but I fucking hate that guy.
You hate the way he's written, or you hate... He's written well, and it's a bad guy.
He's written well as an unlikable person.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but I'm gonna do my best.
Oh, am I gonna hate you?
God, I hope
so. I don't
know
if that's possible.
Okay. I watched him play Pooh last year, and that was bleh.
I feel like no matter how bad James can try to be, I'll just sit there going, "Oh, teddy bear."
No, did you see Pooh last year?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was real gross.
It was gross. It was gross in all of the subtle ways that are gross, which made it even grosser to me personally.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People keep casting James as a bad guy. It's weird.
It's like I have a British accent. Okay, Jenna gets it. All right. Salsa, you've seen films of the 80s and 90s. Were you not aware that the bad guy is almost always British?
Or German.
Ooh, German. Or German. Or both.
Or the bad guy.
All right.
No, there is no or. The bad guy is always the bad guy.
Yeah.
Here's the thing you need to understand about me. I see things. I don't think about them.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It required thought.
No.
Yeah.
That's
I
my
just,
mistake.
I consume for the sake of consuming. I don't sit there and I go...
I just read the billboards that say consume, obey, yeah.
No. Breed. No, this is seriously, like, everybody sits around and fucking talks about movies and blah, 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 and I'm just like, I saw a movie.
Other people feel about movies the way that you feel about comedy.
I get that. I get that. But I don't.
I get that, too.
I feel about movies how most people feel about comedy.
You like it?
Yeah.
All right.
That's about as much thought as I... It was funny. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think about it very much.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. What about comedy movies? Is there some kind of an apex there?
None of them are funny.
I'm gonna just tuck back here and watch this happen.
You back into a fucking parking space. A hot dog is not a fucking sandwich. And some comedy movies are fucking amazingly funny.
There are a lot of very funny movies.
I'm starting a fucking list.
There are a lot of movies that are really fucking funny. But a comedy movie,
Mel Brooks,
9 times out of 10 is fucking terrible.
9 times out of 10, fucking fine. Fucking fine. I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. There are a ton of comedy movies that suck.
Yeah. That's what I said.
You said none of them.
He said almost always.
It's fucking...
I was paying attention to that one.
I'm going to have to listen to the replay. You may be right.
No, I'm saying it with fucking hyperbole. It's kind of saying white people suck. We do. There's a few of us that are good, but on the whole, we suck.
Oh,
you don't even suck. Oh, no.
I will.
That's
not even funny.
There was that joke between, I was driving Jenna to the podcast, and she was like,
because it's mine, but I'm lazy, too.
James is going to hashtag not all movies this thing.
No. She was like, well, because, you know, like, white guys aren't that bad. White guys are okay. And I was like, hashtag, not all men. Like, not all men are okay.
He flipped it.
Which is, I feel, the appropriate usage of that hashtag. Yeah. So
that's what I'm saying, is I'm saying that comedy lives matter, or something like that. I lost...
All movies matter.
I lost the thread of what we were talking about. The metaphor fell apart. But that's what I'm saying, is with very few exceptions... "Quote unquote comedy movies are fucking awful."
Well, yeah, if you put comedy in quotes, of course. Of course, it's good. That's like putting cheese in quotes on a package. It's not good.
Unfortunately, that's what most movie makers are doing.
Fine.
And I'm not talking about. Oh, God. I'm not talking about movies that have good parts. Because there are fucking terrible movies that have funny parts in them. But I wouldn't call it a funny movie.
I feel like that should be our tagline for Die Laughing 7, is comedy. Just comedy in fucking quotes.
We do comedy.
No, yep. Just comedy.
Anyway.
In quotes. No, somebody was trying to pitch Baby Mama to me today. And I was like, I got to watch that movie free on an airplane. It was an 8-hour flight, and I was done with all my books. I unplugged my headset, I want to say, 25 minutes into that movie, at most.
I'm not familiar with this movie.
I'm good.
But they were based entirely on the name alone, I'm going to say.
They were like Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, they're so good. And I was like, yeah, I love them. I can love a donut, but I'm not going to eat it if it's in the trash. That's, like...
I mean, I might.
Maybe if it's hovering above the rim.
Yeah, what kind of trash are we talking about?
Yeah.
I
mean, circumstantially speaking.
Government trash.
God.
Because, if it's just like runoff, you know, office supplies or something like that, then yeah, I'll fucking eat that donut. But if it's, you know. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I think that's our new t-shirt is just AON podcast.
Boop.
Comedy.
I can make this happen. what were we talking about?
Fire in the Glen.
Okay. It's a good show.
Glenn Close.
Ran in the show. Ooh.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Glenn Close. It's only an hour and a half away.
I'd go visit that.
Hey, does anybody have any shout-outs? No, Google. I'm not talking to you.
Google apparently fucking does. Okay, what is Google's shout-out?
Okay, Google's shout-out. Google said, I found these results and then provided me with. Has there ever been a shout-out in the Super Bowl?
Ooh.
10 susceptible Super Bowl records and won that, dot, dot, dot. Has there ever been a shutout in the history of...
Oh, shutout.
4 things have never happened in a Super Bowl.
Ooh.
9 things that have never happened in an NBA game.
Hmm.
I think it just converted over to shutouts as opposed to shoutouts.
Yeah. Sounds like.
25 least known records that will shock you.
Number four will make you flip your lid.
I know, right? The most unbreakable NFL records of all time.
So Jenna's shout out is to Google?
I fucking love Google.
Mm. There you go.
Google makes me happy. I have... So, okay. Here, no, I will do a shout out to Google. I have a smart home. By which I mean I have three little speakers in my house that I can yell things in the air and sometimes it understands what I'm requesting. And, you know, some people are very wary of this. There's like Big Brother stuff. I've had a Gmail account since like 2000. And I'm pretty sure Google already has all the information they want on me. Like they've looked through it and went, ugh, no. Like, I'm just not worried about it. So anyway, I've got three Google Minis. Yes, Google, hello. Now Google is trying to sell me Mini Coopers. Okay, so... so anyway... But
all right.
I love that I've got routines set up so that I'll say good morning. And it's like, good morning, the time is this, and the weather is currently like this, and your commute looks like it's going to be like this. And it turns on the lights for me, and then starts the radio. And I can just get up as opposed to like having to hit things and try to move things. It actually makes it easier for me to get up in the morning. I also have a bedtime routine. But and one of the big things is that the house doesn't have any lights in the front room. So, like, we have lamps, and we've connected them all to smart plugs so that I can just say, hey, turn on the lights in the front room, and Google's like, all right. And then all of my lights are on, and it's great. And I love that... We have progressed to a point in technology where I can basically live in Star Trek. And so shout out to that. Also, as soon as Google lets us do keywords, I'm so changing it to computer. So that I can say computer.
That's an option.
Display
for,
on main screen, and then I will have... Movies go to my giant television. The end. Like, this is happening. This is happening.
I'm for it.
I can also tell Google to run my vacuum whenever I want it to. Like, I don't usually because I've got my vacuum program to go once a night. Note to self, fix that. Anyway, Rosie got stuck and I haven't moved her. But I love that... We are in an age where all of this is feasible and doable, and that I can live in the Star Trek universe. And shout out to Google, but more specifically, the great programmers and technological advances that make all of it possible.
Fuck yes.
The end.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, Google, thank you.
Don't worry about it.
Nice.
James?
I'm going to give a shout out to my roommates and how fucking fantastic they are. They help to take good care of me. I like taking good care of them and making sure that, like, Charles and I are on a diet together, so I like to mix up the shakes, the meal shakes.
You look like you're all bones right now, James.
Because I'm wearing a Casimir shirt.
Because you're wearing a Casimir skeleton shirt. Okay.
but yeah, I don't know. It's something that I have been missing for a long time. Living out on my own is the feeling of having family, you know, and like even just as I'm getting up for the day and like scraping myself out of bed, running myself under some hot water, and then flinging myself out the door. As I'm going, one of my friends is awake there watching TV or something like that, and I can wave at them and be like, "Oh yeah, I'll be back this afternoon. All right, see you later." And it's really nice. And it's something that I haven't had for kind of a while. And I've had it for, I want to say, about 2 years now. And it's real good. So thank you to them. And thank you to them for taking care of me and giving a shit. So,
yeah, I'm glad they take care of you.
Yeah.
Somebody's gotta.
That's true.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Salsa.
To the salsa. That's not a salsa. I know. That's what makes me happy about it.
I don't. If it seems like I don't care, it's.
And yet you still
probably,
do it.
It's probably because I don't, and I'm going to keep doing it anyway.
It's like the opposite of not caring. I'm going to give my shout out to the Castle Rock Museum in Alma, Wisconsin, for putting on the Fire in the Shire.
Yay!
And for being awesome. It's a really cool museum, you guys. It just is. I walked in the morning, and they had their horse statue there, completely naked. It's like, where's the horse armor? Where did it go? And they're like, oh, an actual horse is wearing it right now.
Oh my god.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Seems awesome. Like a good excuse.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just, you know, for sitting there and looking at, like, they actually pulled that out and put it on a real fucking horse, because why not? But no, they're doing a cool thing in the most unlikely of places and doing it with aplomb. And I appreciate that.
Doing it with aplomb?
Yes.
Yeah, like okay. Professor Plum.
Mm-hmm. Like Little Jack Horner stuck in his thumb and...
Go on.
Pulled out.
I mean... That's advisable, but I mean, I would still recommend other, maybe better methods of plum control.
Whoa.
Like a plum prophylactic.
Yes!
That's, wow. Yeah. That too.
Oh, God.
I can't believe you were both on that super weird joke at the same time. Good fucking work, both of you. Holy shit.
We've been doing this podcast together for a while.
You'll
get there, James.
A little too long.
God, I hope not. So.
That's fair. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sigh. How about a Fast Five?
Fast Five!
For those that do not know how this works is you, that's right, you, the dear listener, send us two emails, the first one containing nothing but five choices. We have to make our choices.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do that first.
Okay.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Troy starts by saying... Greetings, apropostors!
Greetings.
I realize... It has been a while since I have sent you a Fast Five.
I noticed.
Please enjoy these context-free questions.
Oh, he understands the game.
Not gluten-free.
Oh, I just fucking lost.
Not lactose-free.
Are they dairy-free?
Just context.
Let's hope.
Oh, God.
You're going to be all...
It depends.
You're going to be all
furry. Maybe if dairy is the context, then it would be context-free and therefore dairy-free.
Oh. Well.
Okay.
Huh.
No, I understand that logic, actually. Yeah. That concerns me that I understood that, but I do get it.
Question number one.
I think I need a nap. Oh, yeah. Number one.
FIFO? F-I-F-O?
Sure.
All capital letters? Or LIFO? L-I-F-O.
Okay.
All capital letters.
I believe that's first in, first out, or last in, first out, which are...
Yep, yep.
What? Sort orders? Database...
Database stored orders. Yeah. They can be employment
things
for you're moving people through.
Sure.
I would probably go with database sort, you know, array.
Huh.
Array sort. I would say.
I mean, first in, first out just sounds equitable.
I think FIFO for me.
If I'm in line for hot dogs, not a sandwich, I think I would choose first in, first out. Because it's like first come, first serve.
As long as I don't have to pay, because then it would be fee FIFO.
Oh, awesome. Fucking wow. Oh, holy shit. Good work.
No, I'm not shaking on that. You'll only encourage me.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I'm going to go LIFO.
Yeah?
Because I believe that's based on the premise that it's not necessarily last one in is first out, but the more faster you can get something done, the quicker you can get out, kind of a thing.
Huh.
That's what I'm saying that context is going to be about.
All
right. Like, would you rather wait in line?
Mm-hmm.
And even if your food is done before the person in front of you, still get your food after them.
Ooh. So, like, that's prioritization.
Right.
Ah.
I mean, I do deal in process, so...
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Question number two.
Yeah?
Hereditary or constitutional?
Well, I mean, I do have bear in my genealogy, so my right to bear arms is hereditary. I did it just for that. I'm sorry, Salsa, but that right there.
Fucking wow. Both of you. Tonight.
I'm more interested in knowing which one of your relatives was the bear.
My mom.
Huh. Yeah?
I thought Bear was a big gay man.
My mom.
Nice.
I'm sorry, my mom was a beast. Alright. Hereditary or constitutional? I wanted to choose inalienable.
Huh. I don't have a morning hereditary, but I do take a morning constitutional.
You don't have a morning hereditary?
I don't...
The fuck is wrong with you?
I don't think
Seriously,
so.
Seriously, what the hell, dude?
Gross.
What?
No wonder you need a fart cupboard if you don't take a morning hereditary. Jesus Christ.
There is that.
I'm going to go with hereditary. Because I believe the context is where do you get your amazing good looks? And that's hereditary. I don't get that from the Constitution at all. I don't know, man. I'm making shit up.
I believe we might all be. Salsa.
I'm going to go with constitutional, because I think it sounds like an amazing idea that the U.S. should try it.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Question number three, Bolivia or Venezuela?
I just like the sound of Venezuela.
I would like to try... I would like to visit Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. I'd visit either.
Someday I'll go outside of the country.
I would like to visit the Pampas.
Bolivia.
Oh, wait, that's Argentina, isn't it?
The
Pampas are in Argentina.
Oh, gotcha.
Bolivia or Venezuela? Which one's Venezuela? Hold on. Venezuela.
Venezuelan.
Is Venezuela that's the one with the boats?
No, it isn't.
Wow.
It's fucking not.
I'm going to say Venezuela. Because it's just fun to say Venezuela. Venezuela.
Yeah, I think I would do Venezuela because that's where Caracas is.
I've known people from Venezuela, but not from Bolivia. So, Venezuela.
All right.
Hmm.
Cool.
Venezuela's on the ocean. Bolivia is not.
Hmm. Maybe it's like if you had to name your child Venezuela or Bolivia. Bolivia kind of sounds like Olivia.
I would.
Yeah, but if you name him Venezuela, then you can call him Benny. Oh, little Benny.
But if you name it Bolivia, you can call him Livy.
Or no. Bo.
Because I'm Bo, yo, and I'm the greatest rapper ever.
Come on and jam. Okay, all right.
Question number four. Clock or watch? I haven't worn a watch in 2 decades. Clock.
I'm guessing this is something real weird.
I've got some context, but I'm gonna wait for you first.
I've gotten in such a habit of wearing a watch that I just, like, I was wearing bracers and I kept trying to check the time on my fucking bracers.
That's
so
hilarious.
I would like to clock 150 miles an hour as opposed to watch somebody else do it.
I was about to say, I believe these are verbs.
Yeah.
And I'd rather do than be passive.
Either way, I go with clock.
I'm going with clock.
I really enjoy watching my friends do stuff, though. So,
kick it in.
I mean, whatever.
I'm not hearing a no.
No.
Now I am. Now I definitely heard a no.
Okay.
Okay, I'm glad. Uh-huh. Means no. So, I think I would still go with watch.
Yeah.
Question number 5.
Yeah.
Spork or hookah?
Or puka?
Hookah.
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 Hookah for me, personally, but...
Fuck.
I'm going to hookah.
I'll go spork.
Smoke a hookah.
Smoke a hookah. I'll go spork because you can have a spork in more places than you can have a hookah.
Are we not doing phrasing?
I mean,
and I would.
For you, I could be.
Okay. No.
I'm hearing a no.
Okay. Not right. From the person you actually need it from at this point. Like,
we good?
I feel like we are. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to find out who is right.
And who is dead. Thank you. I was hoping we could get back to that.
He keeps trying to verbally dodge that shit in the opening, and I'm just not going to let it happen.
Unfortunately, that's never going to happen. We're never going to find that out. But we are going to find out what the context is right now.
Okay.
Dearest Apriposters, I hope you enjoyed these questions.
I feel like we did.
I will now provide you with the most half-assed context I can give.
Oh, that's excellent. Even better.
Save the other half for later.
Question number one.
Wrap it up, put it in the fridge.
Oh.
Question number one. FIFO or LIFO?
All right.
Which is more fun to say?
Oh, well... Huh, FIFO.
It's FIFO.
Yep.
Oh, I'm right on that one.
That one was easy. Question number two, hereditary or constitutional? Which is more fun to say?
Fuck!
Hereditary.
Hereditary.
I like the plosives in constitutional.
You're a plosive.
In places.
Yeah,
question number three, Bolivia or Venezuela? Which is more fun to say?
I actually got that one. I went with Venezuela because it's more fun to say.
Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Yeah, Venezuela.
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 Question number four, clock or watch? Which is more fun to say? Clock.
Clock.
Clock. Clock.
Watch.
Clock is, clock. Yeah, more satisfying. You can use it like a swear word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, and don't be such a clock.
Ooh, clock you.
Did you see that guy got clocked across the face?
Clock you.
Clock sucker. I'm using that now.
Yeah, that's fair. Write that down.
Clock watcher.
Wow.
Question number five.
Shirt tucker.
Spork or hookah? Which is more fun to say?
Hookah.
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 Hookah is more hookah. Fun.
Hookah.
Spork is the kind of thing you shout when you stub your toe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hookah.
Yeah. Hookah. Hookah.
Hookah.
Hookah.
Hookah.
Troy finishes up by saying, dare I say, those were maybe even quarter-assed contexts. Nonetheless...
Take the other quarter, wrap it up, and put it in the fridge. Yeah.
Nonetheless, I hope you all enjoy this Fast Five.
Yeah.
I'll try to put actual thought into the next one.
That means you're sending more soon.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
Love and cashews, Troy to Troy. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, send two emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. The first one should contain nothing but the choices, and the second one repeat the choices and then give us the context. Is there anything we would like to plug? I'm sure there is, yeah. James.
Yeah, this Friday, doors open at 7:30. And on Saturday, doors open at 2:30 and 7:30 for the matinee and evening showings of the final games of the semi-final games of Human Combat Chess. Come see us. It's your only chance to see all four teams competing. And then, the finals.
Find out who is right and who is dead?
I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. A little more literally, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I encourage you to see both shows, but especially this mega show with all four teams.
I'm excited.
Anything else?
Me too. I mean, that's what I have for right now.
Okay. Yeah. Gianna?
I mean, I've got a Ville show at the end of the month. Just kind of know that that's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. In 2 weeks, I don't know if the tickets are sold out, probably at this point, I'm guessing, but Murder on the Mississippi, Wednesday the 26th, that's coming up. There's going to be four shows this year.
Holy
but just
fuck.
Because there are four shows doesn't mean you should wait until
got tickets for the August show.
Yeah.
Yeah. They sell out super fast.
This is always a fun show, and even if you don't care about the show, you just want to be on a riverboat floating down the river, even then it's fun.
Yeah.
Like...
Their drinks are good.
Engage with the show as much or as little as you want. And be on a riverboat.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
I'm on a boat.
For part of the one that I was on, one, I got river facts from Lauren Haven, which was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also drank and gambled a little, which was also real fun.
Ah.
So I don't know what fun things are planned this trip, but I imagine it's going to be at least that good.
And there will be like actual Minneapolis Park Rangers on the boat as well.
Yeah.
That like... Give like you actual, like, yeah, just like actual facts about the river and shit like that. It's really fun. It's so fun.
Plus, I like a boat.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
I'm on a boat.
But if that is so not sold out, you should make that sold out. And then if it is sold out, there'll be three more shows. There's another one in July, another in August, and another in September.
I got mine for August already. So, they could sell out.
Yeah.
Like, all of them. So, fucking go get your tickets.
Likely that they
Every
will.
Show so far has sold out. Get your tickets early.
Yep.
Anything else? All right. Well, yeah. I guess there's nothing else to say. Then thank you so very much for listening to us drone on about nonsense, as we are wont to
thank
do.
Thank you to Troy Troy.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, thank you so much for listening, and eat the fucking cake.
Bye, love you, bye.
Take it away, Salsa.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.